Lord, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Holy Gospel, we hear from the great miracle which our divine Savior performed in favor of the dead daughter of the ruler of the synagogue by raising her to life again at the request of her father. He took her by the hand and the maid arose. A miracle of another kind happened at the Northern Atlantic at the turn of the century. There was a famous shipwreck of the Northern Atlantic coast of this country, and the ship caught fire and it started to sink. The passenger realized that they had either to take their chances with the fire, or to die in the water. There was one lucky young lady who was a Catholic. Before she jumped into the water, she opened her purse and pulled out her rosary beads. She crossed herself and prayed 3 Hail Marys, and then wrapped the rosary around her hands. And with that protection, she jumped into the water. They pulled her out 7 hours later. The rosary was of wooden beads, and many of them were broken and crushed. But she held it still in her hands all that time. And later on, from the hospital, she confessed to her friends, "I would have given up, I would have quit, if it were not for my trust in the rosary. I just know our Blessed Mother would help me." We stand now at the middle of the month of October, which is dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary. And we heard from this pulpit so many times sermons and talks about the Rosary. The Rosary was introduced by Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order. And the popes have not only approved of the rosary, but have also enriched it with many, many indulgences. The rosary, in particular the feast of the Most Holy Rosary, which we celebrated on October 7th, was a consequence of a battle. And it is a consequence of a great victory which the Christians gained over the Turks at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. But why was there a battle of the Christians against the Turks at Lepanto? Western Europe was being threatened by Islamism, as it is today. The Sultan Solomon II, taking advantage of the confusion caused in the West by Martin Luther, had filled the 16th century with terror by his exploits. The Sultan left to his son, Selim II, the prospect of being able at length to carry out the ambition of his race, to subjugate Rome and Vienna, the Pope and the Emperor, to the power of the crescent. And this was really a great danger for Christian Europe. The Turkish fleet had already mastered the greater part of the Mediterranean and was threatening Italy. It came October 7th, 1571, a Sunday. On this day, the famous battle in the Gulf of Lepanto took place. On this very day, the Rosary confraternities throughout the world were holding public devotions and saying the Rosary to implore Our Lady to give victory to those engaged in the battle. The Christian squadron met the Turkish fleet of 245 galleys and 87 ships of every class in the Gulf of Lepanto. The combat lasted 5 hours. Saint Pope Pius V prayed while the Christian army fought. At the very moment when victory crowned the arms at Lepanto, the Pope Pius V received a divine revelation of the event. Suddenly, breaking off a council which he was then holding, he said to the cardinals, "This is not the time to talk of business. Let us go and return thanks to God in his temple. Our arms have just been blessed with victory." And the Holy Pontiff, shedding tears of gratitude, threw himself upon his knees in his oratory. Some days later, it was known that this was at the very hour the cross had triumphed in the Gulf of Lepanto. And the victory of Lepanto was clearly the consequence of the power of the Rosary. And the victory of the Church in our days will be a consequence of the Rosary. Pope Pius XI wrote to a bishop in France, "Say to your priests, they should pray much. Say to them, the Pope prays his Rosary every day. The Pope's day is never over until he says his Rosary." And you, are you too busy to pray the Rosary? Are you too busy to pray the Rosary daily? A young priest said once to other priests who had come together on the occasion of a priest's funeral, "If a priest is too busy to pray, he might be too busy." I think that's true for us all. Pray the Rosary in your families, your fathers and your mothers. At night, when you are at home after supper, you must have the courage to get out the beads of your Rosary and turn off the TV if you still have one, and disconnect the internet, turn off the cell phone, and say, "It's time for the Rosary." And you start to pray the Rosary in your family. If you do so, Our Lady Himself will bestow abundant graces upon you and your family. A family who prays the rosary holds together. Our Lady herself came to this earth at the beginning of the last century to ask the faithful for this, to pray daily the rosary. Saint Clement Maria Hofbauer, who walked in Vienna, the capital city of Austria, and who worked particularly for the poor, and who was called the father of the poor, said, "I do not recall that a sick person who was a sinner did not convert if I had time enough to pray the rosary before I visited him." The rosary is an excellent mean to pray for the conversion of those who are far from God. Let us pray for the conversion of sinners instead of always judging and condemning them. Saint Dominic cries out in a night of prayer, "What will happen to the poor sinners if no one prays for them and no one offers up for them sacrifices?" And Pope Pius XII said, "It is a terrible mystery that the salvation of souls depends upon our prayers and sacrifices." But how should we pray the rosary? First of all, we should pray the rosary with a pure or at least penitent heart. Our Lady is holy and she detests all sin and evil, and she only delights in the good. From this follows that we must pray with a pure heart, that our prayer may be well received. The rosary does not please Our Lady when we pray it with a heart which is contaminated with sin and evil desires. How can Our Lady take pleasure in the prayer of a man who is an enemy of her divine Son, and who does not cease to crucify him anew and anew by his sins? But it is different with penitent sinners. To them Our Lady is a merciful mother, and they may hope for every good if they devoutly recite the rosary. Hence St. Gregory the Great says, "The more exalted and the holier Mary is, the more mild and merciful she is towards those sinners who desire to be converted and have recourse to her." Secondly, we should pray the rosary with true devotion. True devotion requires that we keep our thoughts from wandering while we pray and guard ourselves as much as possible against distractions. May the following words of the Gospel never be said about us: "These people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Therefore, when you say your rosary at home or in church, banish everything else from your mind. Do not think of your business, do not think of your household, do not think of your studies or your homework or of thousand other things, but only think that you are now praying, and occupying yourself with God. And if during your prayer some worries and some thoughts of all kinds of problems arise, take these worries, take these thoughts in your prayer and direct these also towards Almighty God. True devotion also requires that you recite your rosary with a pious disposition of your mind. In prayer, your understanding and your mind must be active. In order to pray the rosary with true devotion, it is necessary that you meditate about the mysteries of the rosary while saying the Hail Marys. But if you mention meditation, the eyes of the most people will roll around and they will not understand what you mean. But it is not so difficult as it is sounding. Meditation during the rosary is very important, because the rosary is not only a vocal prayer, it is moreover a meditating prayer. In order that the rosary will be well said, we should meditate about the mysteries of the life of our Blessed Lord and Our Lady while we say the Hail Marys. For instance, when we say the Hail Marys of the third decade of the Joyful Mysteries, we should think and imagine in our imagination all the events that happened at the Nativity of our Lord. You can imagine while you say the Hail Marys how our Lord, as a little infant, lies in the crib, surrounded by our Blessed Lady and by Saint Joseph and the shepherds. You will see with your imagination the multitude of angels as they announce the birth of Christ to the shepherds in their praise. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. And you will meditate about the other mysteries as well in this way. And if you pray the rosary in this way, meditating while you pray, Our Lady will be well pleased with your prayer, and she will bless you abundantly. Thirdly and lastly, we should pray the rosary with great, great confidence. There is no doubt that the saints are powerful with God, for they are His friends, and He loves them as a father loves his children. If the prayer of the saints avails much, how much more powerful will be the prayer of the Queen of all saints? Since Our Lady far transcends the holiness of all of them, and consequently she has much, much more influence with our Lord than they. When no saints can help us, and even the intercession of the angels is ineffectual, we can still obtain help through the mediation of our Blessed Lady. Saint Bonaventure says, Mary is preferred by her Son before all others. She is all powerful and she obtain what she asks. With what confidence may you say the rosary, since Mary is a mother who through her intercession can and will help you in all your difficulties, in all your problems, in all your worries. But you say, we sometimes have said the rosary and we have not been heard. You have perhaps prayed for things which would have not been expedient to you, and which Mary as prudent mother would not request for you. Perhaps you have not prayed with a pure or at least penitent heart. How could Mary grant your petitions when by your impenitence you continually crucify her dearest son? Perhaps you prayed without any devotion, while cold and distracted in your heart, or without confidence, your prayer therefore displeased the Mother of God and was not heard. Or perhaps you prayed not enough. So let us pray the rosary daily. Pray the rosary with the members of your family. Pray the rosary with true devotion, and pray the rosary with great confidence in our Blessed Lady. If you do so, you and your families will be bestowed with many, many graces and blessings from Our Lady, the Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.